Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Yes, indeed. 9:30 in the morning time. Joe Clare Morning Show. That was, of course, the one, the only Big Daddy Kane. And guess what, DMV? He is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Kane.
What's happening, man? What's good, brother?
Man, everything is good, my brother. Good to hear from you. You still got the voice and everything when it comes through. Still making the panties do what they do.
Oh, man. Just feeling great, baby. Just feeling great, you know.
That's a beautiful thing. So listen, you're in town. You're doing the show for us this weekend out at Fort DuPont. But before we get into that, there's a million things going on right now. We have the uprising that we've seen in our country. We're dealing with COVID. These last couple of we just saw everything's going on. And you are Big Daddy Kane. You are an icon. You are somebody that people's listened to through thick and thin. So give us your sort of your first thoughts as you rise this morning about what's going on in our country and what we need to do.
Well, I mean, you know, I just think that, you know, it's challenging times, man. You know, and we're dealing with the whole lot. This COVID thing is crazy. And I mean, I think the people really need to have some sort of respect for it, you know, because my whole thing is like this. If you feel that this is some government plan or some sort of conspiracy, the one question that you still have to ask yourself is, how is it that people are dying? You know, if you don't have an answer for that or you don't have a cure, then you need to respect it, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, people's lives are at risk. So regardless of what you want to call it or how you look at it, it's here and it's real. You dig?
I dig.
You know?
I
dig. Know? And it's with all this other stuff. I mean, someone sitting there that saying that white lives matter too or blue lives matter. Yes, all lives matter. But apparently there's people out here that don't understand that black lives matter also, and they should be considered equivalent as everyone else's. Apparently, there's law enforcement that don't see it that way, and we, you know, we're getting gunned down for no reason.
You can't sit there and say
someone should have complied. I mean, look at how many white people in the country don't comply, spit at police in order to try to fight them, and they get to live. What is so scary about our skin color, you know?
What is so scary about our skin color? From Big Daddy Kane Poet.
Not only are we witnessing this uprising, but as a parent, what kind of conversations are you having at home that could make me some of the village aunt and uncles could benefit from this morning?
Well, I mean, you know, I have a 7-year-old that, you know, has a whole lot of Nerf guns, and he has like a little toy Doc Holliday replica, you know, that he likes to play with when he's getting his cowboy, you know, mode, you know. So, I mean, you know, with him, you know, me and him, we down in the basement, you know, shooting imaginary cowboys and karate chopping people that's breaking into our dojo, imaginary fights and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, but I mean, at a time when he's able to actually go outside and play, you know, it's like, you know, that scares me to death, you know, because I mean, I'm worried about what may be seen in the eyes of some trigger happy, you know, police officer seeing a little 7-year-old with a toy gun, you know. I mean, look at Tamir Rice, you know.
Bro.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, explaining to him how he has to be cautious, and, you know, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, back in the days, you know, like back way back in the days, like in April, when things was normal, kids could go outside.
Right.
You know, I mean, he would be out there with other kids playing with their Nerf guns. So, I mean, if some sort of norm can come back, you know, I got to talk to him about stuff like that. Like, you know, yeah, why you out these kids? But if you see a cop car, you need to throw that down, you know, on the ground, man. Even though it's green and orange, just throw it down, you know. Just
ain't that something?
Safe, you know?
Ain't that something, man?
Really
in 2020, we still got to have that conversation.
My follow-up question would be, as a black man who travels and gives the most magnificent shows, I can't wait for this show this weekend. How do you feel? Because at any time, if you're on the road or you're riding or you're pulling up somewhere, there may be an interaction. Has that?
I remember having an all-out brawl with the police back in the 90s, you know. And, you know, I'm just sitting there like, wow, you know, I was like to think, you know, against five cops, I did my thing, Joe. I did my thing, you know.
Okay.
They got me in the
they
end.
They got you, but you went up against five of them.
You know, and I mean, you know, not to make a joke about it or anything, but I'm just, my whole point is that, you know, imagine an incident like that today, you know.
Right.
You know, there'd be a whole lot of hashtag rest in peace, Big Daddy Kane, you know,
because
it's a different, much, much different mentality, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Daddy Kane. The Fort DuPont Concert Series Live will be going down this Saturday. It's taking place, of course, at 2024 DuPont Park. At Fort DuPont Park. It's the 2020 Concert Series, but it can be viewed at FortDuPontConcert.live. And it is the classic hip-hop night. Big Daddy Kane with the legendary DJ Kool, with my man DJ Scientific Beats on the ones and twos. That's going to be incredible. That's going down this Saturday night, everybody.
Kane, I noticed that you still travel and you perform. Has anything that's been going on lately inspired you to maybe put out any kind of new projects?
Well, actually, right now, I have a new single out. Called Enough, and it's talking about police brutality. It features Chuck D and Lauren Odin. Yeah, it features Chuck D and Lauren Odin, and it's called Enough. Yeah, please do. I mean, and also with the single, I'm not making any money off it. All the proceeds go to Until Freedom. That's Tamika Mallory's foundation, because, I mean, people like this powerful sister, because she was really the inspiration to even write the song. But people like this powerful sister and My Son General and their whole movement, I think it's a beautiful thing to see them traveling to Minnesota, Kentucky, and wherever, you know, this police brutality is happening, and fighting for justice, you know, for the lost ones, you know. And I mean, they're getting, you know, arrested for protesting, and, you know, the money they spend on travel. So, I mean, I just want to really try to help to do my part to get them the funding they need to keep up the good fight, you know.
The name of the song is Enough, everybody. Chuck D, Big Daddy Kane and Chuck D. Go download it now. The proceeds help Tamika Mallory, my man, My Son General. I love that, man. I'm going to tweet that out and put that on my Instagram immediately, brother.
Please do. And tell them that even if they don't rock with Big Daddy Kane, that's fine. Go to untilfreedom.com and donate to Tamika Mallory's foundation. You can do that as well.
We got
to
be a part of the change that we most certainly want to see. I appreciate you.
Going down this Saturday, Big Daddy Kane for DuPont Concert Series. You can watch it live at www. I hate saying W's in the front, but for DuPont Concerts. Yeah, I hate saying that. But you know, some of us don't listen fast as we used to no more. And y'all can check it out. Big Daddy Kane, DJ Kool, DJ Scientific Beats, man. Thank you so much for calling in, Kane, man. I really appreciate it, brother.
No, my pleasure, man. Much respect to y'all. Peace.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.